بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It gives me great pleasure to be here making this video for you for the Hijab Expo. I'm Naima B. Robert. I'm an author and a publisher of magazines for Muslim women and children. When I was asked by a Noor sisterhood to prepare a little video about the hijab, to say some words about the hijab and about haya, I really wondered what I could contribute to this discussion. I mean, what can I say about hijab that hasn't been said already thousands of times before? Those of you who've read my book From My Sister's Lips will be familiar with my own journey towards the hijab and towards Islam. The now sort of infamous words, you know, when I first met somebody who wore hijab and actually got up the courage to ask them why they wear hijab. And that simple, simple answer that changed my life, which was because I want to be judged for what I say and what I do, not what I look like. That was the beginning of my journey towards Islam and the beginning of my journey towards hijab. But I'm not here today to talk about how I became a hijab wearer, how I became a Muslim. I would like to share with you a few thoughts that I had on the hijab, and I've entitled this talk, The Hijab Connection. Okay, I want to look at three basic areas during my talk. I would like to look at hijab as ibadah, as an act of worship. I would like to look at hijab as something transformational, and I want to look at the hijab as a source of unity. Okay, so just for the sake of clarity, I would like to make it clear at this point that when I'm talking about hijab, I'm actually not talking about wearing a hijab or a headscarf or clothing or etc. I'm not talking about wearing hijab. I will be talking about observing hijab, because observing hijab and hijab in the context of this talk is not just a headscarf or a piece of clothing. It is a code. It is a way of being that includes but is not limited to covering according to the Quran and the Sunnah. So it encompasses modesty, it encompasses humility in thought and deed, in the way that we carry ourselves and the way we relate to ourselves and to those around us. Okay, this is this link between the way we are on the inside and the way we are on the outside as individuals, and the way we then portray ourselves to people around us and interact with people around us, is what I'm calling that hijab connection. So first up, hijab as an act of worship. All right, lots of people all around the world wear hijab for a multitude of different reasons. It could be that that's your culture, or that's your tradition in your family, or that you were told to do it or asked to do it by members of your family. It could be that you really like the way it looks. It could be that you're hanging out with a group of girls who all wear hijab, and so you decided to wear it too. It could be you're having a bad hair day. Hey, these things happen, okay? So I'm not talking about these various forms of wearing or observing hijab. I want us to focus on the rather revolutionary idea of hijab as an act of ibadah, as an act of worship. Because we know in our deen that inna ma'amalu binniyat, that verily actions are but by intention. So I can cover as I'm covering now. But if I'm covering in this way, which, you know, looks correct and looks very pious, mashallah, if I cover in this way because I'm evading the police, for example, or because I don't want my face to be seen on CCTV, do you see the way that my intention completely changes my action? And this is the way it is with everything that we do in our deen. The way that we differentiate, for example, between the Dhuhr Salah and the Asr Salah is by the intention. They're both four rak'at. But before we start praying, we make intention that this is Dhuhr or this is Asr. So with hijab, I would like us to look at the possibility of observing hijab as an act of worship, with everything that that requires. When we pray, when we fast, when we give sadaqah, when we smile at someone for the sake of giving sadaqah, all of these acts are done with a particular thing, something very, very important. And that thing is sincerity. Sincerity, ikhlas, meaning that we are doing this thing as an act of worship in order to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now flip the script and think of hijab in that way. We are observing hijab, we're covering, we're behaving in a way that is modest and humble as an act of worship in order to grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn His pleasure. What we need to understand here is that this way of understanding hijab serves as a protection, it serves as a guide in lots of different ways. I'm sure many of you have heard the whole, you know, the hijab is a protection, it protects you from, you know, attention that you don't want, etc., when you're out and all of that. I'm not really going to go into that because I want to dig a little bit deeper and look at how hijab, when done sincerely for the sake of Allah, can protect you and transform you and your life. And one of the things that I'd like to look at is how when we practice and we observe hijab for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it protects us not just from any particular dangers outside in the society at large, but also from those things within us that can cause us harm. To observe hijab correctly is to be protected from vanity, to be protected from obsessing about our appearance, to be protected from self-absorption, from self-doubt, ambiguity. All of these things we can be protected from if we observe hijab in the correct way. Now, before I go into the transformational nature of the hijab, there's one thing I want to make clear, and inshallah I will touch on it later on in the talk, and that is that hijab is not the goal. Hijab is not the destination. Hijab is a part of our journey. Many, many sisters have talked about how they maybe started not wearing hijab, or when they started practicing they were wearing a certain type of hijab, and how the hijab changed over time. This is part of our journey as Muslims, and it's a journey that we will continue to be on until we take our last breath, bi-idhnillah. So when I talk about hijab in this context as an act of ibadah, I want you to know that I am not calling you to everybody put on a scarf. No. Our covering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of our ibadah, and it's part of our journey. It's part of our growth as Muslims, and it's something that we don't want ever to stop. So alhamdulillah, if you're wearing hijab, make sure that your hijab is as correct as you can make it. Learn about it. Become sincere with it. Okay, and then once you've got that, you got to keep growing. You have to keep improving. It doesn't just stop once you're wearing the scarf or wearing abaya or wearing niqab. That's it, you're a perfect Muslim, you're done. No, this is just part of the journey. So that's something that I really want to make clear. We're not calling to the hijab as an end. The hijab is a means to an end. And what is that end? That end is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the end of the day, at the end of the world, paradise, inshallah. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about hijab as abaya, as ibadah. We've talked about how hijab can protect us. Now, I would like to look at the transformational nature of the hijab. When we observe hijab for the sake of Allah as an act of ibadah, it should transform us. It should transform our thinking, our way of life. It should transform the awareness that we have of our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our purpose on this earth. It should transform our actions. It should transform the way that we respond to ourselves, the way we look upon ourselves, the way we treat ourselves, and of course the way that we interact with others, the way we treat others, and the way that we are in society. One of the things that is amazing about observing hijab for the sake of Allah is that not only does it transform the way that we start to see the world and the way that we behave, it also is one of the things that can cure some of the ills that are plaguing our society, especially in this day and age, and particularly with regards to young women and girls. Okay, we're talking about things like hypersexualization. Okay, if you've watched or seen a pop star or a music video lately, you'll see that this is a huge issue. And people who are learning about and involved in work with young people, especially young girls, are noticing higher levels of dissatisfaction with our bodies, higher levels of angst, of, you know, of feeling that we're not good enough. Okay, we're talking about the idea that if you're not beautiful or hot, you're worthless. We're talking about the idea that your looks are more important than your thoughts or your achievements. We're talking about being defined by society's definition of beauty. the hijab as an act of ibadah should cure us completely of these ills. Because we are taking our guidance from the one who created us, a timeless law, a law that came down with mercy and will permeate our lives with mercy. So alhamdulillah, what we have here is, it's a weapon really. It is, it's a weapon, it's like armor, okay? When you are wearing hijab and you know that, alhamdulillah, I'm wearing hijab, Allah told me to do this, this is a command from my Lord, this is an honor for me, this is part of my dignity, and this is a part of who I am, and I am free to develop other parts of who I am. We should never feel that we have to compare ourselves physically to the latest cover of Cosmo or O magazine or any of these things. We shouldn't be looking at our bodies and saying, well, why don't I look like Miley Cyrus, or why don't I look like Nicki Minaj? These are not our role models. And the hijab reminds us of that, inshallah. So this is one of the things that I feel really the message needs to get out there to all those young girls, that the hijab is empowering. What you see out there, the music videos and the supermodels and the kind of women that they choose to put on magazine covers, etc., is disempowering women. It's disempowering girls. It is damaging our self-esteem. It is damaging our idea about ourselves. The hijab is armor against that onslaught. Okay, so I want you to take that message out there when you go out there. Okay, people need to free themselves from those shackles. Our girls, our young women need to free themselves from comparing themselves to an unrealistic ideal that is being sold right now as the ideal woman. Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay, so what we're talking about is the hijab being transformational. And from what I've seen and what I experienced, I'll give you my own personal experience. Observing hijab for the sake of Allah should make you bold. It should make you confident. It should make you brave. It should make you determined in all things that will lead you to the pleasure of Allah. Now, I don't want you to get me wrong and think that I'm talking about being brash or being loud or offensive or this type of behavior. That type of behavior is not befitting from any Muslim, male or female. But what I'm talking about here is a quiet confidence, a self-assuredness, and it comes from knowing that you're doing the right thing and that you're standing for something that is way bigger than yourself, way bigger than us. You're standing for and you're upholding something that is honorable and that is true and that is a command from the one who created everyone and everything. And that you are standing firm in the face of a society that is calling you the opposite way, that should make you feel even stronger. So what we're saying right now is we're saying yes to hijab, yes to haya, yes to modesty, no to flaunting our looks, no to flaunting our bodies, no to obsessing with our looks, no to treating our bodies like commodities, no to dangerous dieting, no to bulimia, no to anorexia, no to hating the bodies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Take that message with you, inshallah. Now, the next thing I want to address, inshallah, before I finish up, is the issue of hijab and unity, okay? I want to make it clear right now that wearing hijab does not make you a better Muslimah by default, okay? Yes, it is a command from Allah. Yes, it is wajib, inshallah. But just because you observe hijab does not make you better necessarily than the sister who doesn't wear it. And why do I say this? Because there is more to our ibadah than the outer. There is more to our worship than just covering. Okay, we know that Allah is the only one who knows the true state of any person. So we cannot allow arrogance or pride or judgment to enter our hearts if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us and made it easy for us to observe hijab. Because make no mistake, our ability to wear hijab is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our strength and our confidence and our conviction is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should never take that for granted, and we should never look down on and judge people who don't have that conviction yet, who Allah has guided, has not yet guided to this particular act of worship, okay? So that's one of the things that we need to do, is to stay humble, okay, stay down to earth and respect each other. The hijab should not be a reason to divide. It should not be something to create disunity amongst our sisters. We should never use the hijab as a tool to judge people. You see them from the outside and you say, good Muslim, bad Muslim, based on their hijab. No. Because while we want good for our sisters in Islam, we must be very careful not to judge each other based on our appearances. And it goes both ways. We all know, those who don't observe hijab judge the ones who do. Those who do observe hijab are judging the ones who don't. And in the end, we don't get anywhere. We have to develop a mutual respect based on love of Allah and love of Rasul, and that we're all trying, and that this is a journey, and that none of us is guaranteed paradise. Sometimes you find that things are not as black and white as you think, as you first thought, okay? So as we're calling to hijab, as we're encouraging sisters to, you know, to take on hijab as a lifestyle, haya as a lifestyle, we must remember the most important thing, and that is sincerity. And if there's only one thing that you take from this talk, I need it to be that observing hijab is an act of ibadah. And like any other act of ibadah, there are two conditions for it to be accepted. One, that is in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah, and two, that it is done sincerely for the sake of Allah alone. I ask that Allah accepts our hijab, whatever level it's on, and helps us to increase and become closer to Him and to better our hijab in whatever way we can. I ask that He gives us success in our efforts to call to this deen, that He gives us success in being able to actualize the beauty of this deen and to call people to it through our tongues, through our deeds, through our interactions with people in every way. And I ask that He accepts your activities this weekend as an act of ibadah, and that many, many people are guided through this and all the other talks and all the other efforts that you're making. And my final call is أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.